Hello everyone, this is Dr. Pooja Sharma. I hope you are all taking care of yourself and your loved ones. Please do take appropriate precautions and maintain social distancing. These are trying times for all of us. This shall soon pass. So let's embark on a journey to know and heal your emotional health. Before I talk much about it, I want to talk about something which is very familiar to all of us. We have all been on vacations, planned for vacations, and often enjoyed it thoroughly. But when we are planning for the vacation, why do we do that? Because we need certain clarity about few things like location, how suitable that would be for all family members, kind of food available, accommodation where everybody is going to stay, is it suiting all members of the family, recreational activities and places, obviously financials involved, if insurance is required or not, etc., etc., and the list goes on and on. Why do we need it? Because we want to make our vacation, our holiday comfortable, enjoyable, memorable, and of course rejuvenating for each and every member of the family. Energies are high, moods are vibrant, and all are excited and look forward to the adventure ahead. And we make sure to have as many details and information to have enough clarity, and that also makes us very comfortable, very confident, and prepared for any last minute adjustments. And because we have all this clarity and preparedness in place, nothing dampens the holiday mood, even if things don't work out as planned. We're able to enjoy the time, the bonding, the vacation, irrespective. Why did I talk about this? Because is it possible to do so in our routine life also? I'm talking about this clarity. What do you want to get from life? Have you ever asked yourself this question? Most people don't even take out time out of their busy lives to just pause for a moment and ask themselves, what do I want from my life? What do I want from myself, from others, from in general, from my profession, from my education, from my relations? Becoming clear on what you want, seeing it with certainty, seeing yourself achieving your goals and living your dreams will definitely add on a little more spice in your life, which will help you make your life more enjoyable. Get clear on how you want to live. Now, I'm sure by now you all must be thinking, yeah, this is very doable. Then why we don't do it? It can be easily done, and we have still never given it a thought. Never really thought what do we want in life. Never tried getting this clarity. Because we are so programmed to focus on what is expected out of us. Because fear of breaking the norm, as our education system, our community bringing, and our belief systems expect a specific outcomes. Because fear of taking full responsibility of self, and then we will have no one to blame if we fail. Clarity doesn't make you weak. Clarity is not a block. Clarity will encompass your whole life. And people who plan their holidays better than their lives know the result, that the holidays end up becoming more enjoyable and amazing. If you don't get clear on what you want, then you will just settle for what you are given. People who don't know what they want don't have a problem with the crumbs they get from life, and they settle with whatever comes their way. But over a period of time, because whatever they got was not their liking, was not their choice, was not they were enjoying, they start feeling bored, feeling irritated, feeling stressed, because they can't carry on that burden of boredom for a long time. Now, you will say everybody has to live a life, everybody has to feed a family, everybody has to do certain responsibilities as an individual. Nobody is denying that fact. Are you disagreeing with me on this, that if I am enjoying, I am not fulfilling my responsibility? If I am not in total sync with what I am doing, I am not responsible enough, I am not providing enough? So all we need to do, all I am trying to focus here on, if at all in your job, in your life, in your relation, or in whatever space you are, you ever feel that this is not what I wanted, then look for what you wanted. And even in the same space, you can, just by shifting your thought, start enjoying that. Maybe if you are in a job which you never liked, probably you are not liking the job because the interaction is not much, or maybe you are not given much authority, or maybe the profile, the work that you are doing is not up to your liking. All you need to do is just change your shift a little. What about this is not up to my liking? Because what you are seeing is a very, very superficial layer. Once you start focusing on what exactly it is that I am not liking, you will be able to very easily shift your thought how you can make it likable for yourself. Stop and pause for a moment. Is this how you want to live the rest of your life? As you, not capable of more? Yes, you are. So get clear on what you want and push yourself to do what needs to be done so that you can get to where you want to be. Trust me, the work, what you are doing, even if it is studies, even if it is job, even if it is just maintaining relations, once you will give it a pause and think about it, you yourself will have all the answers. Clarity has that power. So seek that power that is very much within you. Get the clarity. The more clear you are about what you want, the more likely you are to achieve it, because no one knows it better than you yourself. And while you ask yourself, understand the difference between your want and your need. I hope you will take out time to know a little more about yourself by spending a little more time with yourself. Thank you for listening, and I do look forward to connecting with you on next Monday. Till then, stay healthy, stay blessed.